The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, penalty points on our driving licenses are things that many of us try to avoid where possible. A fully licensed driver may reach a threshold of 12 points within 3 years before facing disqualification from the road. But for a learner or novice driver, that threshold is significantly lower at just 7 points within the same period. So when it comes to breaches, what are the most common issues to look out for in order to hang on to your license? 7 points is not very much to accumulate. I'm joined by Brian Farrell, Communications Manager with the Road Safety Authority, the RSA. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So 3 years. Now, how long do you have to keep the N plate up anyway?
Well, first of all, you obviously got to keep the L plate up for as long as you're a learner driver until you've passed your driving test. And the N plate stays up for a 2 year period after you take your driving test. And the reason why we're coming out with this message ourselves, the RSA and the Gardaí, is because we want to remind learner and novice drivers that they are subject to that lower penalty point threshold, as you say, because we have done some research from, you know, NUI Galway, and it has shown us that drivers who were, let's say, banned for 3 months, and these learner novice drivers, they, one of the things they were saying to us was, A, gosh, they didn't realise that the, you know, 7 penalty points and they were off the road, but B, they really, really hadn't thought about the consequences of a disqualification and the impact that it would have on their lifestyle, like being unable to drive to work or to training, sports training, to college or socialising, and of course the potential costs it could have on their insurance. And I suppose that's why we're trying to just raise awareness of that bar so that drivers can make sensible and proper choices out there on the road.
Okay, because a lot of the reason young drivers learn to drive in the first place is that they really need the car to, as you say, get to college or get to work or get to training. So, you know, they aspire to get a license as early as they possibly can. Now, what are the points given for from this research that have accumulated to 7 points? Is it mostly speeding, or is it, you know, using a mobile phone while driving? Is it not wearing a seatbelt? What is it?
Yeah, it's mostly speeding would be the number one. And then you would have non-seatbelt wearing and mobile phone use. They're the three chestnuts, unfortunately, that we seem to see, you know, see time and time again as a pre-crash factor in collisions that are happening out there on the roads. And not surprisingly, it's the offences that the guards are picking up most often. And of course, you need to realise as well that you know, those offences now carry 3 penalty points. So it's almost like 2-3 strikes and you're out if you're not careful and if you're not you know, taking care on the roads. But in terms of the learner driver and novice driver penalties, you know, the big offences there that the guards are detecting are the failure to display the L plate or the N plate, and of course not driving accompanied by a fully qualified driver. And of course that qualified driver can't be a novice driver.
Now tell me then, if you don't display your L plate or where appropriate your N plate, how many penalty points?
2 penalty points and a €60 fine, Pat.
And if you are driving unaccompanied, how many penalty points?
2 penalty points and an €80 fine. The guards can also seize that vehicle from you as well. And let's say you're not the owner of that vehicle. The guards can seize the vehicle and they can also pursue the owner of that vehicle and fine them up to €1,000. And of course, the reason why these laws are in place is because a learner permit is not a license, and you know, the international evidence is very clear. It tells us that lack of experience and risk taking are a key factor in 17 to 24 year olds when it comes to using the road, and that's why we have a graduated licensing system and we have these regulations in place to protect them.
Brian, if you are detected then by say the traffic corps, in other words, a live policeman rather than simply a camera, what is the penalty point and fine for that?
If you're detected,
by a guard on the side of the motorway, you're detected, they've got their speed camera and they stop you and they interrogate you.
Oh, yeah.
And you're speeding. What's the penalty point
there? It's 3 penalty points for speeding. And that penalty applies to all drivers, whether you're a learner driver, novice, or an ordinary driver.
Now, the reason you see I'm saying this is that you've got a learner driver who feels, or a novice driver who feels, feels really comfortable driving. They don't have an experienced driver with them and they speed. They're stopped by the guards. So, 2 points. Yes. 2 points for not wearing the L plate.
Two points
for not being accompanied, and 3 points for speeding. 7 points. You're gone.
And the car will be taken off you as well, Pat. It'll be put up onto the back of a low loader. And of course, you mentioned the scenario of the motorway. The offence has also been committed for a learner driver if they're driving on a motorway, because learner drivers are not allowed on a motorway until they've passed their driving test. So yeah, that's a litany of offences that the learner driver is committing there. But of course, international evidence tells us that a learner driver's ability to stay safe on the road and a novice driver's ability to stay safe on the road is absolutely inextricably linked to their experience and the amount of experience that they gain. And here in Ireland, learner drivers are probably 2.5 times more likely to be involved in a collision than the rest of the driving population. And that's why it's really important that we have a system that protects them, that shepherds them through the learning to drive process. But Pat, the new road safety strategy, which is looking at reducing the number of deaths and serious injuries on our roads by 50% by 2030, and of course we've signed up to Vision Zero, no deaths or serious injuries on our roads by 2050, has a series of measures in there that's trying to supplement what's there already and improve the learning to drive system we have in place. And one of those things is to introduce a hazard perception test as part of the driver theory test. So that's to try and give the learner driver the experience to be able to recognize danger on the road without actually exposing them to that danger.
Okay, and finally, the implications for your insurance policy if you get penalty points.
Yeah, that's a real prospect, and it's something that we have, we've regularly checked with, the insurance representative body that, look, I mean, if you do, and it's something that you declare now as well, and the insurance industry has got access to, your penalty points details. So, if you are going to accumulate multiple penalty points, but critically, if you do end up with a ban, that's likely to have an impact on your insurance costs, for sure. But the other thing as well to bear in mind, Pat, is that, if you're applying to go abroad, let's say if you're going on a J1 and you have to declare if you've any offences or if you've been disqualified or any endorsements on your licence, that could also affect your prospects as well.
Last question then, Brian, from a listener. How many years can one drive with a learner licence? When do you have to apply for the test? How frequently, if you keep failing and so on, and can you go on forever?
You can, and that's one of the measures, that one of the actions in the road safety strategy, in the new road safety strategy that I mentioned. One of the measures is to eliminate unaccompanied driving by the end of 2024, but also to introduce measures to end what's called long-term reliance on learner permits. And again, those measures need to be in place by the end of 2024. We have submitted measures to the Department of Transport to look at things like increasing the cost of a learner permit, reducing the length or the duration, the period of validity of a learner permit for people who've held their third or subsequent learner permit, and also forcing people maybe to take mandatory driving lessons if they're avoiding the driving test.
All right, Brian, thank you very much for all of that. Brian Farrell, Communications Manager with the RSA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News.